consultation.
I can send her a consultation also, I mean, it can't hurt.
For Mr. Michael Stinson, S-T-I-N-S-O-N, Stinson. S as in Sam, T as in Tom, I-N, S as in Sam, O-N, Stinson. Michael is the first name, middle initial is W. His date of birth is 7/13/1950. Referring physician is Dr. Jill Fola. S as in Frank, U-L-L-E-R, Jill is J-I-L-L-D-O. Patient comes in to establish antiagent of care. 52-year-old Caucasian male who has sexual drug abuse in the past, but has been clean for 4 years. His history of IV heroin abuse, but has been clean for 4 years. He has been on dialysis since August 2012. He uses a perm cap because he used up all his veins. He used to have a significant edema, but now he does not. He has half a cup of urine output every day. He has a history of hepatitis B and hepatitis C, but he was told by the physician before that he does not have full-blown hepatitis. He never had any hepatic coma before or ascites. He has a history of hypertension, but lately pressure has been low on dialysis. Recently, he was in Valley Medical Center for the decubitus ulcer that started in 2012. He's being followed by Auburn Regional Medical Center wound clinic weekly. He is being considered to receive a wound vac. He has history of rheumatoid arthritis and his left hip replacement, but that did not work well. Often, quote unquote, pops out and making it difficult for him to stand. He's wheelchair bound now, and he's getting dialyzed in a bed at St. Joseph Medical Center outpatient dialysis unit. The paragraph here has history of a Permcat exit site infection, now has resolved. He does not remember having to remove the catheter and receive the new catheter placement. He does not remember any history of bacteremia due to a catheter infection. He was considered not a candidate for a fistula graft placement because of the lack of veins. He's now cathartic, had a lot of muscle wasting. The